I'm Andrew Schneider at 92.1 KRLS here with Josiah Wittenberg and Akira Lopez, two of the senior members of the Pella Boys cross country team, number three in Class 3A preseason. And Josiah, I'll start with you. We had a conversation at the end of last year about where this team could be, knowing that obviously state didn't go the way you wanted to. You still got a top four finish. You have a lot of the guys back. What has it been like this preseason, knowing that you lose a guy like Tony and that means a lot, but you have mostly everyone else back?
You know, we just got to stay focused on our training. I mean, last year sucked, and we're coming back ranked third, but we can't let the rankings get to our heads, because, I mean, it's early in the season, and for all we care, I mean, we could be not even in the rankings, and as long as we just do what we do and trust our training, I mean, I think we can make something happen at state.
Well, Akira, this group of seniors and really this varsity group has been together now a couple years, building off the last time the school didn't go to state, and now you guys have been building and building and hoping to have a special year this year. What's it been like having so many familiar faces at practice, and what has it been like knowing the expectations are high because you have so many familiar faces?
I think it's like a lot nicer to have everyone back together again, and having so many familiar faces, it kind of just makes it easier to like push everyone, and everyone feels more comfortable around each other.
Well, Josiah, our first ever interview came at the state qualifying meet back as a freshman, and obviously a lot of your career has happened between now and then, and you're coming off of a state track championship with a lot of these same guys. How exciting was that entering the year, knowing that there was a buzz around the program and that cross country and track have built something together that a lot of these guys on the cross country team were big contributors to that group?
You know, it's very exciting, and it's also very sad thinking that, you know, I'm coming towards the end of my high school career, just because, you know, I can remember being a little grade schooler thinking about the opportunity that I'll have to represent Pella, and then now I'm coming down to my final year here. But yeah, no, it's very exciting.
Well, Akira, with these expectations, as Josiah alluded to, it's coming with a lot of training and preparation and a lot of experience. How has the preseason either been the same or different from years past, knowing that you guys wanted to take that next step from the fourth place finish and knowing that there are some great teams in the state?
I mean, from preseason training, I wish we kind of did a little bit more heat training in preparation for in-season stuff. But I think it's like been a lot better over this past year. We've done like a lot more work over the summer, and it's paying off.
Well, and Josiah, I know that you kind of keep your eye on the state, but also try to keep focus with this team. And obviously a team like DCG in this conference is going to be very good, and you'll be chasing them in a lot of races and trying to match up with them. And obviously the conference is going to be good again as well. How do you manage those expectations, knowing that there's going to be great teams that you'll be chasing all year and that you hope to be beating some of those teams by the end of the season?
You know, I think we just got to trust what we do. I mean, you know, when it comes down to racing and stuff, you know, the hope is that we train harder in practice. So when it comes to racing, it's almost easier. I mean, our body's ready and used to going that all-out pace, that all-out 5K pace. So, you know, as long as we trust what we do in practice, give it our best effort, be smart with, you know, like taking the easy day easies, hard days hard, hydrating, proper meals, sleeping. As long as we're taking care of ourselves and doing what we can control, I mean, I think, you know, we can catch anybody.
Well, Akira, you have a lot of opportunities to run at home this year. You start this Saturday at your home invitational, a couple weeks, the Heartland Classic, and then for state qualifying again in October. What are you looking forward to again about those opportunities to be able to run on your home courses like this and to have a lot of home fans and all the above?
Well, I'm kind of hoping to get like a lot more people, like I guess more of my friends to come to these home meets, because it is our last year. So I'm kind of hoping to get like a lot more hype, I guess. And I'm hoping to get like a little home advantage so then we can run faster.
Well, Josiah, this weekend's meet in the Heartland Classic. Great teams this weekend and incredible teams in a couple weeks for those home meets. What are you looking forward to most about being A, on those home courses, but B, seeing how far this team has come in a year's time through all the summer training and track season and so on against some great competition?
Well, I mean, it's definitely nice having the home course. I mean, we're very familiar with those hills, and I mean, we're definitely going to have good competition, and even if they're not familiar with the hills, I mean, there's some fast guys that we're going to be going up against. So, you know, as long as we just give it our best effort, definitely we've definitely put in the summer work, and I think hopefully pretty soon we'll start seeing results. So.
Well, Akira, last question is, this team was at state a year ago, and I imagine the expectation is not only to go but to have a trophy finish. What do you think it's going to take between now and the end of October to be one of those top three teams in the state and to be competing for a state championship?
I think to keep going with the work that we're going at, I think if we just keep helping, pushing each other is what's going to get us to that finish.
Zaya Wittenberg, Akira Lopez, obviously excited for your season to start this Saturday at Central College, 8 a.m. for the Central Dutch Invitational. Appreciate your time, guys, and all the best to you this season.
Thank you.
Thank you.